parliamentary inquiry into the adequacy of the Newstart payments heard many harrowing stories. The committee's been holding hearings in Perth where one recipient says she became homeless because she couldn't afford housing. Bridget Fitzgerald prepared this report.
At this hearing in Perth, Holly Rose tells the Senate Community Affairs Reference Committee how her life has changed since she moved out of crisis accommodation 4 weeks ago and into a home of her own.
I appreciate the little things like being able to wash my clothes whenever I want to, have my own space and have my dog. Little things that are so normal and not thought about are so huge.
The 23-year-old became homeless a year ago.
My mum went on holidays to America and had no plans on returning to Australia, so I had to take over full-time care of my disabled sister.
That meant giving up full-time work and dropping out of uni. Between living expenses and taking care of her sister, the Newstart payments Holly Rose received weren't enough to cover her rent, which meant months of living in a refuge. Now working part-time and able to afford her own place, she says Newstart is simply inadequate.
Not being able to live day to day means that we're stuck in a cycle of poverty and self-doubt, and we cannot get out of that cycle and start working full-time and then maintain that employment.
While Newstart might not be enough to cover private rental in Perth, public housing waiting times in Western Australia have actually dropped dramatically in the past 5 years. But the problem is by no means fixed. A person eligible for public housing will still have to wait, on average, for more than 18 months. Green Senator Rachel Seawirt is the committee chair.
We're still told today there is no affordable housing in Perth from the Anglicare's snapshot of affordable housing, particularly for people on income support payments. We've been told repeatedly today that there's none.
She says Newstart is too low to cover basic housing.
And stable accommodation is essential to finding work.
And as Perth woman Kelly Clark explained to the Senate committee, the consequences of not being able to afford housing were, for her, particularly traumatic.
At one stage I was living in a refuge and it got so horrendous that I made the choice to reach out to my primary abuser in my childhood. Not having enough money to pay for private rental, let alone private rental and food and medical stuff, meant that my choice was literally the streets or maybe a couple of nights with an abuser.
The next public hearing on Newstart will be held in Launceston on Friday.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.